suppose that's what everybody's saying. It's not really the way we're entirely looking at it, you know. You know, we didn't really look at it at last year. We didn't look at it the year before. We just really concentrated on a performance on any given day, whether it be a game in the league or whether it be a game in the championship. It's all we can concentrate on. You can't really be concentrating on what way teams build you up or what way other teams are built up. It's really just trying to get your own performance intact and trying to bring it on any given day.
Donegal are, as a consequence of winning the All-Ireland, a better team now, a more confident team?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, you would like to think that anyway. You know, obviously, any time you're winning, you get confidence, you know, and whether that be of last year or this year, you know, but most people will, on the counter of that, will look at maybe the league and say, well, maybe you lost a couple of games in the league, how does that handle your confidence? You know, it doesn't really, you know. I suppose results, at the end of the day, it's a results game business, and that's what we're on it for, and supposed to gain results and to get results. It's all about performances. And you know, we go back to it again, you know, if individually or any player that's got out in the day and has to bring their own individual performance to the table, and collectively if that performance then comes together, it might be enough to get you the result, and that's all we can really control at the moment now.
And Jim has been emphasising and speaking again tonight, you know, that, you know, there was no great emphasis on the league, that you couldn't really push hard, train hard, that you kind of stroll through the league, shall we say, and really started building up once the league was over.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's the way, you know, when we won Division 2 a number of years ago, we always had a firm focus on the championship that year. Last year when we stood up, we always had a firm focus on the championship, and I suppose in the draws made soon after the All-Ireland, you know, the date always is ingrained in your head. You know, it was the 20th of May, I think, the first year round. It was the 25th of May last year, and it was the 26th of May this year, and it's a date that always becomes ingrained in your head. And obviously week to week you go out and try and put your best foot forward in any game you play, whether it be a league or whether it be a training session, and it's always the best foot forward in terms of preparation for the championship that's coming ahead. And you know, we're just over the moon to have everybody back now, and as regards injury wise, and everybody back now within the county, which is brilliant too. And as I say, the training over the last month and 2 months, you know, and over the course of the year has been very positive.
As you said, over the last 3 years, it's been roughly around the same date. No disrespect to Antrim, no disrespect to Cavan, and I know you had your own, shall we say, goals to lay for Antrim 3 years ago, and you know, Cavan was a banana skin last year, but you know, there's no point in denying it. This one is one of your biggest challengers, so it's not very hard to focus on it.
Yeah, it's a huge game, Tyrone. You know, you just have to look, I suppose, this year, if you look at the league performances, you know, and in terms of, you know, how they've performed, in terms of the results that they've got, you know, I suppose the league final shows that. The two teams that have been in the league final, Dublin and Tyrone, have been two most impressive teams to date thus far, and, you know, they'll be getting with every bit of confidence onto their back, you know. They have numerous players there that are carrying all Ireland medals, and three of them, and there are numerous Ulster championships too. So I'd say they'll be going into the game in Balbuffet with every bit of confidence too. And you know, it's all about us trying to bring our game to it, and it's about them trying to bring their game, and to see who the best team wins.
And as you said, you know, little between the two teams over the last few years. You know, they were on the pedestal 3 years ago. You beat them. You know, worked hard, got over the line. Should have won easier than you did last year and almost got caught.
Yeah, kick of the ball in every game, you know, and whether that be, I suppose, the two championship games thus far, you know, Tyrone, I'm sure, have come out of them two games thinking that, you know, they could have won. You know, we come out of them, I suppose, thinking we could have won too. And, you know, it was just a kick of the ball between the teams in that way, and, you know, it's been shown right down throughout the couple of years they've been playing against them, you know. And, as I say, they'll be going on to Croke Park, you know, under no illusions that they can really pick up a result, and you know, rightly they should be. And you know, we'll be going on to also trying to bring our game to things. And as I say, it'll be hopefully a good spectacle in front of a good crowd here. And I suppose it's a Northwest Derby, you know, and it's an Ulster Championship that everybody wants to try and put the best foot forward. You know, it's the first round game. And, you know, that's as far as you can really be looking.
And we mentioned the laying of ghosts earlier, I suppose. Shall we say, what, in the league game, unfortunately for you, wasn't a day for you, it wasn't a day for Donegal in the end, the penalty saved and then getting sent off?
Yeah, I suppose it wasn't the best today, was it, really? I suppose that's what happens, you know, you have to take the lessons from them and learn them from individually, you know, let the team down that day, and I suppose let Donegal down that day, and it's something that I have to learn upon from them, and trying to really build on it, I suppose, and throw them with a with a better team that day in the league, and you know, credit where credit is due to them, you know, give them credit, and you know, it's about really trying to put the best foot forward.
And yet the feeling is, you know, that, you know, it's a game that a decision or a bounce of a ball can decide it.
That's it. You know, you look at whether it be the game between Tyrone and Donegal, whether it be the game in the Leinster Championship, Connacht Championship or Munster Championship, you know, every game has come down to fine margins now at the moment, and a bounce of the ball here, there, or a shot off the post or things like that there. So as I say, it's just the minute detail now that I suppose the game is focused upon, and the minute detail that the game is analysed, and that, you know, games are just coming down to the bare bones, and I've no doubt in you know, a couple of weeks' time that it'll be a tough you know, fought encounter, and you know, you just wouldn't know if it could come down to another kick of the ball.
And tell me, this is probably the first season in quite a while that maybe you're going into a championship injury free, or maybe as fit as you've been for a long time.
Well, I suppose last year was unfortunate in terms of trying to carry an injury just at the latter stage of the league and towards the championship, and it wasn't ideal. You know, you've been in the back of your head, you're trying to catch up on fitness throughout the summer, you know, but fortunate enough, in touch wood, that have stayed injury free for the majority of this year so far, and we've got you know, games under the belt, you know. But you know, it's like all players in the team now, it's the championship fitness now, and the championship I suppose sharpness and things that you want to be trying to get ahead, and that's what we've been concentrating on for this last, I suppose, 2-3 months now, over the course of the year.
And encouraging, I suppose, that everybody's getting back to fitness. Carl's back training, Neil Gallagher's back training, Mark McHugh, Paddy McGrath.
Yeah, it's just huge. You know, they're all experienced players, and credit is due to them fellas. You know, they've been absolutely incredible, and the meticulous detail that I suppose they've been carrying out their rehab to, and I suppose with the philosophy that we've you know, we've taken with all players, that it's just when the time is right to come back, you come back, and you're not rushing back for any fixture. And that's the philosophy that Jim and Rory has you know, put forward, and with the medical staff that we have there, it's credit is due. It's brilliant to have them back, and I suppose when they were out, you know, players have come in, and players have really put their foot on things and really stamped their authority in terms of wanting to try and get a place, and that's very, very healthy for us too, and it's brilliant in terms of newer players coming in and freshening things up too.
You've led Donegal out on big days, big All-Irelands, National Leagues, everything. Leading them out on Sunday week here in the Championship as All-Ireland champions, facing one of your biggest challengers, obviously huge honour.
Yeah, massive. Any day, you know, you go out and you get an opportunity to represent your county is absolutely huge, and it's something, you know, that we don't shirk. You know, I suppose knowing how much of an honour it is, you know, to pull on the Donegal jersey and represent the people of Donegal. Obviously, getting the honour to captain the team also is another huge thing, I suppose, that you know, Jim and Rory have given me. And as I say, like I've always said, in terms of last year and the year before, we're delighted to have a huge number of leaders right throughout the team, you know, from goalkeeper right throughout the whole team, and right throughout the whole squad and panel, you know. And I suppose it's a cliche that said that we've leaders all over the pitch, and you know, we're very, very thankful of that. And I suppose it's only a matter of going up to take the toss at the start of the game, and you know, after that, then it's about trying to get my own performance intact.
I don't know if you recall it, but myself and yourself, we had a casual chat a couple of months ago, and I said, Mike, it'll be all down to hunger, and you says, don't worry, we'll have the hunger.
Well, come here, if you can't get yourself up for an opening round fixture, I suppose, against Tyrone and in front of in your home patch and in Balbuffet, you know, I don't really know what you can't get yourself up for, and you know, it's something, you know, we've been looking forward to now for many months, you know, we've building towards it, and you know, not to put any great amount of emphasis or pressure again on the game, you know, it's today, you know, we'll be really looking forward to it, but the key thing is trying to get a performance and put our best performance forward, and you know, put that ahead of anything else in the day, and hopefully that'll be enough.